Hello, this is BitDepth number 1474, which appeared in Trinidad and Tobago Newsday on September 2nd, 2024, under the headline, I shopped at Temu. There are lots of places to shop online, but the compelling allure of a wide range of choices in any product sector, excellent delivery reputation, and payment security lead most shoppers to rely on Amazon. I'm as guilty of this as anyone, and it's been more than 2 decades since I bought my first book from Mr. Bezos' company. Since then, I've spent money sensibly and stupidly in roughly equal parts, compromised one credit card with an ill-advised purchase on a shady website, and narrowed my purchases down to just a few trusted outlets. Is Temu one of them? I'm not quite sure about that, but here's what I can see. Temu has a PayPal option. It's highly recommended that you pay that way, putting the digital escrow company between your banking details and the vendor's systems. Temu is the Western-facing subsidiary of PDD Holdings, who perfected this model for selling goods on the Asia-focused Pinduoduo store. Temu is a more aggressive marketer than Amazon could ever dare to be. Visit the website or use the app and it will track you mercilessly. Give the company your email and you will receive emails at least daily, often multiple times a day. Every email will attempt to get you to visit the website or launch the mobile app, where the company gamifies every visit with a chance to win deep discounts on entry. The website also constantly pushes you to use the Temu app, about which privacy concerns have been raised. I got everything I paid for, but it takes a while to arrive. The company shipped most of the product directly from China, with only a few items arriving from their US warehouses. On a positive note, both items arrived simultaneously 8 days later at my PO Box service, which is something that Amazon rarely gets right, though I might just have been lucky with this shipment. Shipping can take between 7 to 15 days, according to online report. There are no cool smiley boxes like Amazon's. Everything came in an individual plastic bag, shoved into 2 bigger gray plastic bags, one each from each shipper. The 2 products that were boxed were slightly dented and bent, which doesn't speak well for the prospects of sensitive electronic items. The 3 items that I bought that could be described as electronic all shipped from a US warehouse, which suggests that Temu is aware of the potential for problems. So what did I buy? I chose commodity items that are hard to manufacture badly. 10 years ago, I bought a bulk package of microfiber cloths from Amazon, 8 still remain, that cost US 46 cents per cloth. From Temu, a 10-pack of grey cloths, which turned out to be smaller and thinner, something that's not obvious on the product pages, cost US 25 cents each. A 20-pack of multicolored cloths cost US 47 cents each. When I went to double-check the prices, the same item was currently being offered in a lightning deal, in a 50-pack for US 12 cents each. Once you begin the shopping process at Temu, everything moves fast. Deals are on a timer, often counting down minutes of opportunity, and the site isn't always terribly clear about what exactly you're buying. Clicking on photos of different sizes doesn't change the cost, which only adds to the general confusion. Would I have preferred to buy those multicolored cloths on deep discount? Sure. Could I figure out what Temu was selling me while a timer was pointedly ticking down? Not without more experience than I brought to the table the first time around. My choice of items reflected a similar caution. Most were stitch goods, like the cloths, a couple of different notebooks, and 2 pairs of overhead headphones. One of the headphones turned out to be from Asus, but the other items were unbranded, without even the window dressing offered by the fake brands that Chinese manufacturers use to flood Amazon with identical items. When it comes to headphones, I've drifted down from the aspirations of high-end audio excellence to practicality. I buy cheap headphones on Amazon. I bought cheaper ones from Temu. All will eventually wear and shred. AirPods are particularly irritating as they crumble, leaving flecks of pseudo-leather on your cheek and shoulder. Some will fall apart or crack. I'm not persuaded that audiophile headsets represent an adequate value proposition to justify their significantly higher cost. That said, the Asus headset, US $14.48, had a clearly superior build, with metal reinforcing the connecting band. The no-name headset, US $10.50, was all plastic and one of the speakers was rattling around in the air cup. Opening it and gluing it into place was easy, but really, Should I be part of the manufacturing process? The sound on both was powerful, cheap Bluetooth over air headphones, built to work but not to last. Both connected and worked. Neither is a premium audio product or even promised to be halfway good. So who is Temu for? If you need commodity items that have a long manufacturing history, sewing and bookbinding are ancient by now, then you may find some great bargains, particularly if you buy in bulk. Some items will be pleasant surprises. Others will be exactly what you expect, fragile plastic on the verge of falling apart. Retailers looking for small quantities of goods that they can hustle on retail at good prices will also find items, but restocking can be a challenge since some items disappear off the site. Temu uses a technique called reverse manufacturing, monitoring what's selling on the site and what people are searching for online to provide their manufacturers who provide goods on the site with forecasting of what is likely to be in demand. If you're out of sync with the shopping zeitgeist, those bargain items simply stop being made.
The print version of this column was trimmed to meet column lengths for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version of the column. The song Wonderland, composed and performed by Peter Shim, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at technewstt.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.